Oh, let's do it.
We're getting
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We did the call to order, pledge of allegiance, and now we're opening this to item number 2 for public comment.
Hey, I think we need to, I didn't read this, so maybe I'm ahead of myself. We need to elect the officers.
We need what?
We need to elect or nominate the officers.
No, we did.
We did. Yeah. Yeah.
You weren't here, but we did.
When did we do that?
At the first meeting.
Your chair.
No.
No, thank you. Okay, so
we already voted for you.
At the February meeting.
Oh, let me see.
Yeah. So Tanya's chair and chair. Chase's
chair. Oh, that's right. I missed that meeting.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I wonder you didn't get elected.
I know. Usually when I miss a meeting, I get assigned something.
I'm all for it. Right.
We tried.
Do we have any more, anything else for public comment?
I do. So the race that they had this weekend, mm-hmm. I had to sit and wait for 45 minutes. And there was no, like, I didn't know there was a race going on. Like, I didn't know. So, unfortunately, I got there as the pilot car was going down to Sandy Valley. And I had to wait. Like, it was ridiculous. Thankfully, at least I didn't catch the tail end right after. But I think they need to, like, I'm all for have that event, but you got to let residents, they don't need to sit. I could have sat there up to an hour and a half if I would just miss them going the other way.
Well, this was the first year, and there are definitely some lessons learned. I think it was important for NHP to have this experience because they don't do that here. Like, we do the Revel race coming down from Mount Charleston every year. And it has two-way traffic and all sorts of stuff. I don't think they were used to that here. Yeah. So I think there was definitely some lessons learned. I think it'll be smoother next time. It was a struggle to get it to even where it was because they wanted to shut down the road completely.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, that is not acceptable. No, I mean, no. So...
On the weekend?
Yeah. They wanted it open only to go from Corrupt to Vegas.
Right.
No traffic this way. And I said, no. They said, well, the detour, they could go over to Indian Springs.
Oh, yeah, just 2 hours.
Seriously. I said, no, that is not going to be happening. So yeah, I was a thorn in their side. So the pilot car thing was what they were willing to do this year with their comfort level of the speed and everything. So... I think next year they'll, because it went really well. It's frustrating for you, but it flowed very well and they didn't have any problems. So I think their comfort level would be better that they could have two-way traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if they just set one side up for cars and one side up for the bikes, so there's no interference. I guess
that
you don't have the cars.
That was what I tried to get across, but I'm not an NHP officer or a traffic engineer, so I didn't.
So
get
who do we put input into? I mean, like, who would we call? Who do we contact?
Well, it's NHP, and we're having an after-summary meeting it's NHP, NDOT, us, the city. I mean, it's a huge thing. So we're meeting with them, I think, next week. And so I will definitely give that input. And then next year, I wasn't super – here's part of the thing. I wasn't super engaged on the race because never in my mind did I think they were trying to close the road. Never. There's stuff in Red Rock all the time, and I don't pay that much of close attention to the traffic plans because they never close a road. So this time I thought, I better look at this. I was like, oh no, you know. So lesson learned for me too is to always look at the traffic plan. Don't assume because, yeah. So next year I'll be more aware too.
I think it was the timing they were coming down too, like right in the first part of the morning and afternoon and day. So.
Well, I was surprised that they had a portable memo thing just outside of the driveway here, but we have those huge digital boards that only talked about DUIs and deaths, and
no, it
they
did
didn't
say,
need
it did say
it did say special event 5/7 whatever
yeah,
the day
it
was.
Did have it on there,
it
but
did.
It didn't say road would be closed. It mentioned
delays
159,
or something, right?
But not 160. So it did say, we did know there was going to be an event.
And they put those out a week ahead. So next year I'm going to have them send out mailers.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Well, because I honestly didn't think it was going to be that big a deal, because I never thought they would do that kind of collection. So I will own that. I apologize.
Sure.
I just never guessed.
So since you're going to be involved next week or two with a meeting with them, and I'm sure you're going to bring it up.
Oh, absolutely.
And can you give us some kind of report afterwards?
Of course.
What took place?
Of course, yeah.
Do you think we need to make it official? And send
No. I hear your input, and I was already aware of the delays, so that was already on my list to talk to them about. But from everything I've heard, safety-wise, it was good. Because not all of our races are safe. You know, we had that Ragnar when someone died. You know, I mean, so from the feedback I've gotten from NHP and everybody that was involved in Metro was that it was run well and it was safe. So at least we have that to build on. Now we can work on the logistics.
What time did you get stuck down there at?
10. It was like right around 10 o'clock in the morning.
Me too. Yep, so I sat for like 25 minutes. Yeah. So I probably caught it a little bit better. But
yeah.
45 minutes you were sitting there?
Yeah. He's like, oh, it'll just be a minute. So I'm like sitting there with the car running, and I was like, yeah.
You were in the
very
front.
Did
you get
want
stopped
it to be
in the front?
But they just weren't comfortable. With not having done it before, they were not comfortable with doing two-way traffic.
Do you think that, I know you love these questions. Do you think that maybe before this race was all put together, it might have been a good idea to come up and at least not look for approvals or anything, but run it by the CAC?
Well, and normally they would have, and like I said, I didn't really get engaged until after our last meeting, but I did send an email out to everybody with details more than a week in advance. I wanted you guys to have advance notice. So
we could, if that would have been a concern, we can call emergency meeting, or I think it's called emergency meeting on that,
a special meeting.
Okay, so if we could do the same thing next year, you know.
Yeah. And they were really great about doing outreach, but like I said, I didn't think it was going to be that big a deal. And
we were thinking it was going to be like that foot race.
Where the emergency service people, I know they do that race. It slows traffic down, but it doesn't shut down.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. But yeah, absolutely. I want you guys to be aware, and that's why I did send the email. But I learned on this one. A bicycle race is different than a foot race. I've come to find out.
How many people are enrolled in that?
About 1,000.
Oh.
Yeah, there was
how many?
A lot. Mm-hmm. 1,000.
1,000?
Well, and I will tell you, one concession they made was that people on the 75-mile one, which is the only one that came up here, if they didn't get to somewhere at a certain time,
trailhead.
Yeah, if they didn't get there, they turned them around.
Oh.
So that they, because they committed to having it open by 12:15, and they got it open at 12:14. So they did. It's not that they weren't concerned about you guys. It was balancing, you know, a world class event, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's why I sent the email. In France, it goes for 23 days. Can you imagine? Can you imagine doing that for 23 days?
That'd be
so
popular. Yep. When do they expect the next day to be published?
May 5th.
It's going to be May 5th next year?
That's what they said. That's what he told me. But yeah, and he called me every day. The guy, the organizer from Louisiana, called me every day, and then he called me the next day after. Have you had any complaints? Have you had anything? And there hasn't been any major complaints. This will be an adjustment that needs to be made.
Just the way.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Horses were entertained.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Megan?
Yeah.
The operation I have up here. Came by Friday and talked to him, and he's been doing this for 30 years, and I covered a lot of these events in California, and this is probably the best I've ever seen. I mean, everything was set up, all the phones were there, they had the highway patrol, they had people on each side of the deal. The only drawback, the citizens here probably didn't really know what was going on. So a contact or a flyer to the people who live up here saying, here's what it's going to be, but as far as going back and forth, the caravans were perfect. They were back and forth for about 25, 30 minutes, back and forth, and it worked out great, no problem whatsoever. At 10:50, they shut them off down here and sent them all home.
It was more than 25, 30 minutes for some people. And also, it wasn't just Mountain Springs. It was the Pahrump traffic going both directions that probably weren't even aware of what was going on. But that's okay. We make
them
Pahrump
traffic, the Pahrump their newspaper, that Pahrump Commuter Road report, their website, was 7,000 people. It was all over that. So there are a lot of people who knew about it. And the trouble is like you're talking about, if they're going to have cars go each way, you're going to have to put dividers on the middle of that road all the way. And the way people drive over this hill, 110 miles an hour, one of them, you know.
They won't if there's a couple of metro cars that day. Yeah. They will not.
Well, and that there's lots of discussions. Believe me, there was lots of discussions, and that was the compromise we came to for. Not closing it completely.
And nobody got hurt.
Hmm?
Nobody got hurt.
Nobody got hurt, and it was an inconvenience rather than making you go all the way to Indian Springs.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I've heard nothing but good things, and we actually met with the director of NDOT yesterday, and she said she talked to people who had come from other parts of the country and were so impressed, and because 159 was closed, they got to experience Red Rock in a different way,
mm-hmm.
and had never gotten to see how beautiful it was because of the traffic and everything. So
yeah, Red Rock's okay because you can go around in a matter of 5 extra minutes, right? Not a big deal.
But it was closed completely.
Yeah, but you go around. You take 2:15, right? That's not a big deal. We've timed it before. The difference is like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's really not the same as going.
If they had it two-way, though, then if there was an accident, nobody would be getting through for a long time.
That's true.
Yeah, it's
well, you could do two-way with two pilot cars.
That's what
right.
That was my suggestion.
Yeah.
But like I said, because I am not a traffic engineer,
yeah, that was
like
suggestion.
Like they're looking at me like, oh, you want people getting accidents?
Right.
No, of course I don't want
to. Just have pilot cars that slows everybody down. They can all go so fast.
I know.
Can't get in front. They can't head on.
Maybe next year.
So, yeah.
Are they doing it again?
Yeah.
They like
it again. And I guess they do it all over the world. And they're talking about the Tour de France. I didn't realize the first two legs are in another country. And then they fly to France and finish it up. And they're hoping that this event will be the first one before the actual Tour de France in the next couple of years.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's very cool. It's and
babies would love that.
And
that really is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And one person, I had someone in Bonnie Springs that really was unhappy with it, and I know, and well, we were taking away his rights to travel freely around the state, but you know what? We live in a city, in an international city, and so you know what? I mean, for Formula One. That's going to be a nightmare. Mm. So, but how amazing. It's going to be billions of dollars to our economy. So yeah. So we'll make it better.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we can make it better and still have a great event.
We'll be more aware of those 3 hours next time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that 3 hour
window. Yeah, because I mean, if I knew, I would have left earlier in the morning. Yeah.
They didn't
well,
have a time
tell
on
you
there.
About stuff when I email it to him.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
That sign did say everything but the time frame.
Okay.
Maybe that would have told everybody.
Maybe that. This one did. The little portable sign did.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like that day, right?
No.
Oh,
it was out. No, it was out at least 5 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was out for
I think
quite
they put
a,
them out
good
7 days
good
in advance.
And
part
it couldn't
of the,
even that long.
And it had the date and time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I think that the time even said 1 p.m.
It did say, something said 1 somewhere.
And that was this one here.
Delays until 1 p.m.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know if it's a delay or close. Any other items?
Chuck suggested I introduce myself. I'm Jesse Pearson. I'm the director of Potosi Pines Camp. So I started in January. It's been a busy spring. Met Chuck a couple times, but I wanted to come and start making communications and start making connections too. So Jesse Pearson, I can pass out business cards and we'll exchange those later with anyone who likes. So yeah, really.
Is that the Methodist camp?
It is.
Okay.
Yep, off of Potosi Canyon Road.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm the director there. I'm here and living on site with my dog, Clint. Happy to be in the community.
I'll bet. Well, so especially Clint.
I met you this morning. You were at the mill, getting the milk, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I was.
Oh, very nice. Any other comments? All right, then moving on to item one, for approval of the minutes from February. Who got a chance to read those?
I should have, and I didn't.
Along with that other email?
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
I second it.
All right, motion passed.
We all have to vote on it.
Oh, I thought we had it. Okay. Item two, approval of the agenda for May 10th. Has anybody read those?
Just so you know, the approval. I accidentally put 14th instead of 15th here.
Good thing I said February.
Yeah. Before the agenda, the approval of the agenda.
They were right on that, on that though.
I make a motion.
Make that change.
Item three, informational items.
You have to vote.
I thought you said we don't have to vote.
You have to vote. You have to second, but you still have to vote.
All right, all in favor?
To approve both.
To approve the minutes and the agenda.
The minutes and the agenda. Aye.
Aye.
What are we doing?
Making a motion to approve the minutes and the agenda.
Oh, aye.
Doug?
Yes.
All right, motion approved. Item three, informational items. Metro. Not here. BLM. I wasn't sure who. All right. Forest Service. I don't know who these couple of these folks are. And Megan.
And me.
Megan.
And I don't have a whole lot to share. I wanted to talk about the race, which we already did. Reach out to MDOT and my contact did not get back to me about the speed reader signs, but the accident statistics, they are not up to date yet. They only through 2020, so they wouldn't give us after the work was done. So those are supposed to be done in the next couple months. And so as soon as I have the statistics, I'll pull them and bring them in.
And so am I hearing that they want those statistics before they might put up that speed sign?
No, you guys asked for this.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, they came so close together, I didn't know if they might hinge
on
each other.
Sorry.
Okay.
No, I was just, so I don't have an update on the speed reader sign, and I forgot about the lights.
Okay.
Are they still not, is it still not lit up at Potosi?
On the radar sign,
mm-hmm.
It's been like over a year ago. And the last...
It was an accident that took it out, right?
Yep.
And the last that we heard was the person that caused the accident. They were going after that person to, or their insurance company or something.
Oh.
Okay.
That's the hold up, but I want to tell you, sometimes pulling out a pinion, there's vehicles going over that hill 70, 80 miles an hour. Highway Patrol's been great. They come up every 2 weeks and run a radar, sometimes for 3-4 hours. But that radar sign would, I think, it certainly wouldn't hurt it.
Yeah, nothing is 100%, but it sure made a difference.
Yeah, you know, so maybe if you could, follow up or find out.
Yeah. I made the call. I just haven't gotten the answer yet.
Okay, and then now we're speaking about signs.
Oh, yeah, so I saw the sign there at that, where it says dead end.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that probably was meant to go at
Pinion. All right.
And they just, but it doesn't hurt to have it there.
No, that's fine to have it there.
It's not exactly accurate, but it's, I mean, I think it serves its purpose. So, I'll add that to the list to talk to MDOT because I'll bet it was meant for people.
Okay, could you, when you do, could you let me know or email me or something?
Yeah, we just on our way out ran into somebody that was driving up and turning around.
Yeah.
You know, on the weekends, sometimes there's a lot of traffic. People just think it's a through road and they go up.
Well, and remember I told you, once you get past the highway, it's private.
Right.
So you can put up any signs you want.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it looks a lot better to put up a DOT sign than something I'd put up. You know? So, Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you follow up.
Those no parking on the frontage road signs helped a lot, I think.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Still some people park there, but I think it cut it in half, maybe, at least. Don't you
think? Yeah, I think so.
You don't think so?
No, because the last go-around, we had trespassers on our property who yelled and cursed at me for being selfish and other things.
You're being selfish?
I was being selfish and capitalistic.
Because you like your
because I fenced my property, had a gate, and told them to get off our property because they let their dogs chase the horses in the snow. So my horses were all sweaty. So, yes.
It has on the other side. I have to agree with you. On our side, it's made a difference.
Good.
Up by my house, it did, kind of up at the top.
Good.
Yeah. But there's a sign right there, so right at the top. Yeah. So I think they see it.
Yeah, it's not 100%. But
nothing
but,
is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no.
Right. On that. All right. The solar project, it's nothing else has happened yet. They're still working through the whole, that's like a many-year process.
Oh,
yes. It's the one that came and talked to you. But I thought they were going to have something to share with me. It's still working its way through the process. The Ford, and this isn't you guys, but I wanted to tell you about it. So Ford... the Bronco, they've introduced the Bronco Raptor. And I guess the cool thing about the Raptor is not only does it go off-road, but you can go fast. I'm not a car person, I don't know. So they wanted to find a place that was more flat so that people could learn how to use them just like they do here. And so they chose Sandy Valley. They chose a spot in Sandy Valley.
I was just going to say Sandy Valley.
I told them, well, they wanted to take them to Prim. And I said, do not have people come here and go to Prim. I mean...
Plus their Bronco thing's right there.
Right. So it took a little coordination. So they'll come up and do the Bronco part here. They'll do the off-road same thing. And then they will drive up and over the mountain.
I was going to say they need to take the dirt road down.
They're taking trails. They're taking the trails.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Through. It goes back through
then
there.
They come down and there's a, when you're driving into Sandy Valley on the right, there's an old quarry. And so they did a lease with that site. And it worked out good because they did some cleanup on the site. It was just kind of just sitting there, trash and stuff, so they've cleaned
like
it
they
up.
Like they did at the Boy Scouts thing, too.
Yeah. That's and good. They aren't doing any improvements like they did there. This is just they go down, drive around, and then come back. But you know they've been great to work with, and they've been great to work with down there.
Yeah.
So they're calling it Raptor Valley, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. Oh my gosh, the Bronco people, they're going to love it. They're going to that means that will stay for years because adding
like
that to it, they're going to
love
it.
How are the people in Sandy Valley? Are they okay with that? Or?
All except one.
All except one? Well, you got it made.
Yeah, that's easy.
But that one, but that one's against
everything. Okay.
That one is making my life quite difficult. So, and it's not based on any kind of reality. So... based on some misperception that she was holding on to. So, but no, it's great. And one thing I like about those guys is that they talk about responsible recreation and they care about, you know, the environment and everything. So it's, I had no problem inviting them to the entire community down there.
Plus we get an annual meeting up there.
That's why I'm thinking our next one we should have to have it up there, the August one.
They haven't really had any problems or fires or nothing like that either.
Our next meeting in August.
Not that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. Well, I was going to ask the boss here.
Yeah,
they have it at this
point. Hey, you guys decide. So,
no, I'd rather go up myself. I'd rather go up there.
Oh, that's the next thing on my agenda. Location for August CAC.
Right.
So I can ask them if we could do it up there again, or if you want to do it at the bar, I'm good for you.
What do you want to do?
Whatever you want. Let's go back there and check
Let's
it out.
Let's go back. Okay. Yeah. We already did. You missed it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to go back there.
You missed it.
And they have told me they're happy to have us back.
Well, that would be fun.
They told you what?
That they're happy to have us back.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And they serve our doors.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that food was good.
Oh,
so,
yeah, it was.
You know, I don't know if they'll roll out the red carpet.
I don't think so. That was nice.
I'm not going to turn it down if they say that they'll
Okay, but before we close out, do you think we should do these meetings once a month?
No.
I didn't think that'd go over too well.
We decided that at the beginning of the year.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we decided that in January when we didn't even have a quorum and we just talked about it.
I think
we ratified
it.
No, I'm happy with it the way it is.
Okay.
And the race thing, we should have had a meeting with that, and I apologize. But otherwise, if something big comes up, I can always let you know.
Yeah, and we can call a special
meeting.
Did you
see the look on their faces when I suggested?
Yeah, they all want to do that every month.
They're like, no, you had to be here
you
to vote on
you can come once
that.
A month and have your own meeting.
Yes. But we can, if it's something important or that comes up,
right.
Or somebody's needing to pull a permit, we can call a special meeting so they don't have to wait until doomsday.
Right. If there were a planning item, we would absolutely have it. And the other thing is, some of the stuff we talk about, you don't need to wait till meeting. Call me or text me or email me. I can research stuff. I can look stuff up. It doesn't mean you have to wait until the meeting mm-hmm. to talk to me. You know, I mean, and sometimes if you let me know before the meeting, I'll have an answer by then. You know, so you don't have to wait to be here to ask me questions.
Megan, you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. I Definitely. Appreciate that. Oh, and there is a change coming. This is positive for you guys. Right now, I cover all the communities on the west side of Clark County mm-hmm. from Prim to Indian Springs. It's a lot. And Commissioner Jones asked for a change so that I will only be working for him now. So I will only go to Red Rock. I won't have Mountain Spring, Mount Charleston or Indian Springs anymore.
Oh.
So it's going to free me up to focus, because I get spread pretty thin.
Yes.
And it's going to free me up, and I think you're going to get better service from me. So. Okay. I'm gonna be able to breathe a little bit more, so
it's good. Yeah,
I'm a little sad. You know, it'd be less sad if I were saying goodbye to you guys too. I'm a little sad, but it's I think it's gonna be a positive change. So it's good.
When does that happen?
We're transitioning right now, and so October will be the end because they're only meeting every other month up there. So I need the new liaison. I need to work with her through a couple of meetings because
mm-hmm.
Mount Charleston is.
You'll still be here in Blue Diamond then, right?
Yep. Here, Red Rock. It's all District F, which is Commissioner
Jones. Yep.
So,
perfect.
So yeah,
that
makes me feel good.
Yeah,
he wants me
sense.
All to himself.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got to just let you know what we're doing. We've had 20 calls so far this year. We had 90 calls last year that we went to, and we missed a lot because nobody was here. We've had 20 this time. We've missed also some calls. But we are doing pretty good. Right now we're up to 4. This is Pat Foley. He's a retired firefighter. He's got 24 years as battalion chief, for Clark County Fire. Retired a couple years ago. We're getting back into it. So he's got a lot of expertise, and he's also in charge of all the special events, EDC and stuff like this for the fire department. So when it comes to things like we're talking about, this is the man is. He knows what's going on.
Right.
So we got 4 people now. We've got Logan in the working in order now. He's a gentleman from Prump. Has a lot of fire experience, so we hope we'll get 5 up here. So we're trying very hard to get people, because I'm not getting anybody from the Hill. So we're recruiting as best we can to get people up here.
Our son will be signing up. He's doing an EMT class right now.
Oh, and he's still in it? I haven't heard from him, so. Okay.
Okay, so he's maybe what? By this September or something, he should be.
Oh,
what the problem is, Clark County puts them through so much before they certify them or whatever they want to call it. It used to be you just went in and say, yeah, I want to help out.
It's a liability.
Well, CYA. A CYA nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do, document it.
Yep.
Have a piece of paper. I went to this class, that class, this class.
That's exactly right.
It's a liability.
That's all it is. That's hard. And we've had a bunch of young kids come in here. Most of them have got jobs with fire departments, so like a training ground. You know, it's good like to have them, but still, people like that are the people we need, because they're the ones going to be here for them.
Right.
And he's now my assistant chief, so when my body tells me that I'm not coming up here anymore, it's going to be your new fire chief right here.
All right.
We'll add, I had taken the fire chief off the agenda, or fire department report off the agenda, when Mark left. But we'll add it back on, so there'll be a spot where you can report every month.
Nobody else
or
is here.
Every meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
BLM got me the Forest Service guys started Monday, having a crew up here. They're working through a lot of training.
Oh.
Well, probably about another 2 or 3 weeks, they'll be up there full time.
Saw them out there today.
So that'll be good.
Yep.
You know, speaking of the Forest Service, Megan, mm-hmm. They have been talking about putting a new facility up. I wonder where that's at.
The SNPLMA, the money finally got funded. That was part of the thing, is they had all these approvals and no funding, so they couldn't start design or anything. So I know they've been looking at the two sites, because there are certain, there's two sites they're looking at, and they had different pros and cons. And then as soon as they have a design, they want to come up. They've already reached out, but they aren't ready to share it yet. So I think they're still doing some studies on which site would be the right one.
Okay.
But funding's in place now?
Funding was done, I think, April 12th or something like that, because all the SNPLMA projects are waiting on funding. It wasn't just theirs, it was all of them. So
yeah,
it was very frustrating, because there was millions of dollars of projects just waiting. So yeah, they'll be coming up, and they definitely want community engagement.
Very good.
I'm excited about it, too. I think it's
going to
be great.
I got one more thing real quick. Chief O'Neill, at the last meeting at Bronco, he brought a presentation on about the clearing up the leaves and trees and stuff like this, making them more of a fire safe. And we really haven't had much deal from anybody else as you call. So it's still open. The program is still open. So if anyone's interested in stuff like this, we can get a hold of Chief O'Neill, myself, I'll get it to him. Get people up here and hoping to try to clean up some of the stuff, because this place would be another paradise junior if we had a fire up here. Because the houses have all, even Mark's house, we did a check on his house, and he had trees right next to the house, shrubs, and all that kind of stuff. It's beautiful, looks nice, but it's you know, get a fire up here, it's going to go from house to house to house. So make sure you have good fire insurance, you know, and have your stuff here. Important papers where you can get them and go if you need them.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Item 4, planning and zoning. We have none. Item 5, no general business. Again, opening it up for the number 3 for general comments, public, from the public. Our next item, number 4, our next meeting date is August 9th. Oh, I guess I'd like to back up to comments, general public. Are we doing dumpsters? Or when
we just did them recently.
Did we?
Yeah, I think. Let's see if my phone's working today.
I remember last fall.
I thought we just did them recently.
Okay,
Or maybe it was the fall, and I'm just
thinking, I remember the fall.
Hold on, let me look.
We did do Memorial Day and Labor Day last year.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want a Memorial Day weekend?
Sounds great. Yeah. If you can make the
This is cleanup mid-October, so it must have been
Labor Day.
Time-wise.
So Memorial Day.
That's what we've been doing: Memorial Day, Labor Day.
Labor.
Can you get a hazmat?
I will ask. Okay. That has been more challenging than it has in the past, but I ask.
What was that question?
If they can do the hazmat, so they can do household hazardous materials. And it's been working good with the dumpsters on the frontage roads.
Love that.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. And if the hazmat can come up, they have to be like in one location. So one side or the other, or.
Probably that side, because it's just more space.
Oh, sure.
There.
Put it on our side.
Well, you're the one asking for it.
Exactly. No, I'm just kidding.
It'd be easy.
Okay,
so do they leave open the back gate, because those dumpsters are like 10 foot tall? And
yeah, they can. You can open.
You can open it.
Yep. Well, maybe it was a user problem then.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of them was hard to open.
Okay, because one we manage, and one no.
Yeah, and I don't think you want to leave it open, because that would just be an attractive nuisance to people driving by.
Yep.
You know, so if you were to have a problem opening it, then let me know and we'll talk to them. But I don't think they want to just leave it open.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Just curious about that one. All right, so last item, adjournment. Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, and we're going to have our meeting at Broncos. And
well, if they're willing to host, I can't demand it, but I'll ask them. I'm sure they will.
One last thing. Go Knights, go. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
I'll give you
my email. Oh, I guess they, yeah.